ABC Radio Australia.
Samoans go to the polls this Friday, casting their vote for the 189 candidates who are contesting the 50 seats for a five-year term. Of those candidates, 21 are women. This will be the seventh election since the universal suffrage was introduced, where everyone over the age of 21 gets to vote. And this registrations for this election have skyrocketed, as Inga Stunzer found out when she spoke to Samoa's Electoral Commission, led by its commissioner, Matthew Lemisiao.
Our law is that once you turn 21, you have to register as a voter within 30 days. So the work we did throughout the last 5 years was basically focusing on registering our eligible voters. And that period closed in October. And straight after that, we had nominations for candidates. And then we finalized all the roles, and then preparations for the elections, for the actual polling, started then. 5th of April, that's when we'll start the pre-polling, and then ends with the general election on the 9th.
In terms of getting people to enrol to vote, I know that you've had a really targeted campaign in doing that. Have you found that more people have enrolled this time compared with the previous election?
Yes. Going into the 2016, we registered about 6,000 new voters. But for this one, we managed to register about 16,000 new voters. So that's quite a significant difference compared to 2016.
That is huge. So I know that a lot of that would be part of your work, but is it also because people are taking more of an interest in politics and being able to use their vote?
Yeah, both. And we like to think that more of our young people have shown interest in the elections, because we had a really, really low participation of youth in the 2016 elections. So that changed in terms of voter registration. So voter turnout on election remains to be seen. But, based on what we've seen so far over the campaign period, it seems like more and more young people have shown interest in our elections.
Now, one of the things too with this election is that a lot of fundraising has happened, particularly overseas, in New Zealand and in Australia. And I think, was it the Fast Party has raised over $1 million Australian. So how much of a challenge has it been for the Electoral Commission to keep tabs on that and any other political donations?
I think the controlling mechanism in place there is the fact that these parties are also registered as incorporated societies. So under that law, they are required to audit their accounts. And the dynamics of political parties here in Samoa had changed dramatically over the last year or so. And definitely something we will look into further into after the elections and see how we can control this this kind of trend. Because at the moment, it's okay to fundraise. The issue of how you spend that money is something that we have to carefully look at. Because we already have controls in the law. Like if they use that money to bribe people, then that's an offence under the law.
In the last year, things have changed really dramatically. So what have you seen change there compared with previous elections?
The kind of campaigning that's going on. I mean, we've never seen aggressive political rallies as we've seen now. Aggressive, media campaigns on TV and newspapers and stuff. So that really changed the dynamics of our political parties. And I think it's good for democracy. It's good that we need this kind of trend to happen. But it also raised the need to have firm controls in place so that in the long run, parties don't fall into the trap of being misusing funds for, some illegal activities not in accordance with the Act and that sort of stuff. That's definitely something we've noted going into the review of the election, following the elections.
And just following with what you've said there, have people reported money being used for illegal means and for bribing in this election?
Well, there's a lot of stuff being shared, but unfortunately, there's no evidence. Like, you know, when you start demanding evidence, then that's the end of it. But we understand that these are the, you know, the intense time in elections, sensitive times, and, you know, but, you know, we also picked up some issues that we might have to look further into after the elections, then consider the options that the law is allowing us to take after the elections. But in the meantime, you know, it's just the stuff you read on social media without any solid evidence. For our Samoan people there, you know, they've shown a lot of interest in the developments of our elections in the last couple of years. That has intensified over the last few weeks. You know, a lot of misinformation coming out of, you know, some people in Australia. Just want to let them know that, you know, we're closely following the international standards of elections. You know, we've come and observed your elections in Australia, and you know, the standard here is not that different from what's happening there. So, you know, just it's good that you're following the elections, but it's also good to be informed properly rather than, you know, making conclusions based on unsubstantiated sources.
Samoa's Electoral Commissioner Faimalo Mutumua, Matthew Limi Siao, speaking to Pacific Beat's Inga Stunzner. And the Electoral Commission has also teamed up with social media giant Facebook, as we told you last week, and we'll bring you more on that tomorrow. And she was speaking there with Samoa's Electoral Commissioner.